2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. Oh, the 15-minute morning show podcast. The last one of the week. The Thursday edition.
Woo!
Yay!
Let's get it right. There's Froggy and there's Scotty B rubbing his elbows. There's Gandhi and her mom and dad's house. There's Garrett. Hello. There's a straight Nate and Scary and Danielle. And there's Brody in the den. And his dog. Is it Drew?
That's
Drew.
That's
we can't hear you.
Oh, we can't hear you very well.
Here we go.
Oh, no, the poor guy. Here the poor we go. Guy.
You can't hear me at all?
Oh, that now was the best can. Couple of minutes of my life right there.
I haven't touched anything.
Oh, well, something scary didn't have you turned on, probably.
It was scary.
Scary. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, today on the show, during Froggy's food news segment, we were talking about the food that's going to kill you and other foods that we sounded good. It seems like the foods that are going to kill you sounds like the ones you want to eat, right?
Yeah. All the ones you want to eat.
Yeah. So, Nate has a story. He went out to dinner, and what happened?
It was actually breakfast. Elvis,
okay.
We ordered breakfast and we were going to go pick it up from this diner. And we were trying this new diner out in our neighborhood. And I'm like, okay, I'll look at their menu. And I'm like, oh, they have this omelet with spicy sausage. Sounds great, right? There's all this other shit in there. So I go pick it up, get it home, and I open up the styrofoam container. I start eating it. And the spicy sausage wasn't spicy sausage. It was just a hot dog that they had cut up and put in the omelet. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you're calling this the spicy sausage?
A hot dog in your omelet.
It was just a Nathan's hot dog.
Check this out. Oh. On the streets of New York City, when you go to the Dirty Water Dogs places, you know, where they put the hot dog in with the umbrella above it.
Yeah.
Yes. When you order a spicy sausage, all it is a larger hot dog with these little red dots in it. And it's a spicy hot dog. So maybe they were just giving you the soubrette version of what they
did. Did you have spicy little red dots?
Yeah, little red dots, yeah.
Regardless, when you order a breakfast meal, don't you assume sausage is something other than a hot dog?
You expect it to be made out of breakfast sausage.
Right.
Yes.
No matter what shape it's in. Yes,
you
know, I agree with you.
It's interesting, though. You can get other meats and omelets that you wouldn't expect. Like, I randomly ordered a turkey omelet one time, and it was delicious. It sounds awful and disgusting, but it was really good.
It's full of protein, too.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. Turkey omelet would have been fantastic, but a fucking hot dog? Come on, that's just slacking off. I got to assume, like, diners all the time, they put that little substitution in there just because it's easy for them. Because they can't have everything on that menu at a diner.
Right. And you get upcharged.
Yeah, for a fucking hot dog. Sorry, I just had to complain about that. Right. I don't really know where this is going to go.
You know what? I tell you where this is going to go. I was reading today about the top 10 first world problems we've been experiencing this past year. So we think we've got it bad. So look, there are people starving around the world, and this guy's all pissed off because they put a hot dog in his omelet.
Yeah.
Really?
You would have been pissed off, too.
Well, I know. Okay, so this is a list from wherever. This is a list of the top 10 first world problems we've had during the past year. Number one, bad weather when you want to go for a walk. Number
that's
two,
bummer,
your glasses
though.
Fogging up when you have a mask on.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It really is annoying.
Number three, not being able to hear or understand people when they talk with their mask on.
Also annoying.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much I read lips until this all started, and I was like, whoa.
Waking up and not knowing what day it is. It's a big first world problem. Have we all had that?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I rely on this show to tell me.
Another first world problem, your packages arrive late.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm having that problem right now. It was said 10 by 10 p.m. yesterday, and hello, it's 9 o'clock in the morning the next day.
What's that, Garrett?
So Amazon does this. Do they under-promise and over-deliver? Because most packages, they say, it'll arrive by 10 p.m., and more times than none, it arrives, you know, sometime in the afternoon, so you feel happier that you got it before 10.
Airlines do that. You know, they did last time I flew on one.
But your packages say, like, it comes at 10 o'clock, though, right? Like, delivered by 10 p.m.?
Always.
Yeah, but airlines would say it's going to be an hour and a half flight, and it only takes an hour to get there. They're like, well, look what we did. We got you there ahead of time. Because you lied about the flight time. Here's one. I think some whiny person on our show was griping about this the other day. First world problems. You think you have one when someone doesn't change the toilet paper roll when they use it up?
Oh, that's my house. Was that me?
Okay, is that your big problem, Danielle?
It is. It drives me freaking crazy.
Another first world problem we've had in the past year, figuring out what to eat for every meal.
Yeah.
Can we believe we made that a problem?
Yeah. I can't believe it's a problem.
I open the fridge and stare at it. I'm like, what am I going
to
eat?
Not being able to wear most of the clothing in your closet.
Yeah. I just visit it from time to time. Yeah.
Talk to it.
Touch it.
Yeah. I can't fit in it anymore. Long delays when you get food delivered. Oh, what an awful problem. And finally, Netflix freezing or taking a long time to load.
That's annoying. It really is.
These are our first world problems, though.
I unplugged the TV.
If you would have looked at this list 2 years ago, you would have said, who the fuck is mad at this stuff?
Right. I got something much worse than all of that, Elvis.
What's that,
Oh,
Brody?
God.
Well, last night we ordered from DoorDash, and we ordered Smash Burger, and I ordered a hamburger with tomato, and the tomato wasn't cored. So they sliced it, and it had the core in the tomato. But because it was DoorDash, I couldn't complain to them, and I couldn't complain to the store, and I was stuck not being able to complain, and I had the green part in my tomato.
Oh,
now you
no.
talk about problems. I rest my case.
You know who I feel bad for in all this
wow.
is your poor family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you complain on the app? There's a spot there.
Scotty,
can...
don't ruin my bit, man.
Why are you complaining
oh my
about
God.
A core in your tomato? Are
that's
you serious?
Annoying. It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. But you go to bite it, and you bite the part that's supposed to dig out. It was right in the slice.
Oh, that is a first world problem.
Thank you.
Could you find a world that's more first than that? No.
Nothing's worse than that. Nothing.
Jesus.
Mine is I have a room in my house that can't connect to the internet. So I have a whole house that connects to the internet except for one room. So if I go to that room, I know I'm not getting internet. And then so Netflix doesn't work or I have to go on my phone.
I would
phone
spend more time in that room so you people can't get in touch with me.
Right.
All right.
I tried to take a nap yesterday, so I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. That's why you couldn't get through.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I bought a case of bottled water and I went to go put it on the shelf and the bottles won't stand up because they barely use any plastic anymore, so the bottles were tilting. It was the worst thing ever. I can't believe it. So I had to line all the bottles.
Wait, hold on,
up.
Back up. That's the worst thing ever.
It's a first world problem. The bottles.
You can't kill the environment the way you used to.
The water
Damn
bottles
it.
Won't stand up on their own.
Get a filter.
We really are spoiled little assholes.
Yep.
You know? Everybody has those.
Spoiled little
Scotty,
assholes.
What's the solution?
That was one of my favorite shows on Netflix.
Spoiled little assholes.
I binged it,
spoiled little assholes.
Binged every episode.
This is a ballet show, right?
Mm.
That's what it was.
One of my favorites. I can't wait for season two.
All right. How much time do we have here? I don't think we're going to fill up our entire 15 minutes today. No. We just thought we'd get on here and bitch
That's
and moan
it?
And then goodbye.
I think
goodbye.
We've had enough bitching for one day.
And I think we've given them more in the past couple of days.
But yeah, we went over for sure some days. Yeah.
This is going to be a first world problem for the people watching and listening to this.
We're sure.
Oh, my God, they didn't give me a full 15 minutes on the 15-minute morning show. Well,
with that said, have a beautiful day. We
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
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 Toodaloo.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.